Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omot and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing good and honestly, I cannot complain. But you know what? Yeah, I can actually complain. Winter is around the corner and it sucks out here. Yo, it sucks. I love summer so much, but I digress. Welcome to the podcast. If you do like what I do right here with the album reviews and everything else, head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJWemoto and buy me a coffee or two or three. Otherwise, let's do this thing. We're heading over to TZ today for the album review. Alikiba.
The latest African album review is...
I found out about Alikiba a few years ago. Not that long, maybe 4 or 5. And you know what? Man's been in the industry for a while doing some amazing things. And he's been on top of his game probably for about 13, 14 years. So he is no stranger to being part of the upper echelon of TZ Music, Tanzania. Anyway, he released his album called Only One King under Ziki Media on October 6th. And this is my review. It has 16 tracks, 56 minute runtime, 11 features, and Alikiba enlists the talents of producer Yogo to build up this project for him. First off, shout out to my homie from TZ, Mark, for putting me on to this one. And we actually discussed this album at length earlier today. So he's the one you need to thank for this review. Just head over to his Twitter. His Twitter handle is, I think it's Makngo Tony, if you want to call it that. MCNGOTONIE. And give him a follow. So, first off, the music on Only One King by Alikiba. Instantly, I felt the vibe Alikiba was going for on this album, especially having gone the first three tracks and they were largely in the same pocket. So, I got the sense of what he was going for. I felt a bit of momentum on track 4, which is Jealous featuring Mea Kun. It sounded really good actually. Simple but catchy, and Mea Kun showed up. He showed up for real. You get the bongo flavor staples and the Afro beats fusions with the Afro dancehall inclination here and there. And that means as a listener, you could honestly vibe to a lot of these tracks from start to finish with no problem, depending on what you like. I loved the guitar melodies on Habibti featuring Calligraph Jones, and that's one heck of a sweet song though. Interestingly, I would say this is a song I felt Alikiba tried to do a little more vocally and flex a bit differently, which is good, of course. Calligraph Jones did beast settings as per usual. Man, this dude, he's crazy. In terms of trying something a bit different, I also think Gimme That and Niteke with Black Diamond so as get a bit of a different Alikiba too, which I liked. The man needs to do more of that, honestly. Niteke definitely is a breath of fresh air on Only One King, and it's different, it's pacey, and it fuses two worlds almost seamlessly. And some of the elements that they incorporated into the song, especially on the vocal front, like, you know, backing vocals to accentuate things, were absolutely amazing. Black Diamond, don't miss. Them boys do not miss at all. I mean, well, outside all this, we heard about four tracks from this project before it was released. I think the one with Rude Boy, the one with Mea Kun, there's the one where he features, I think it features Tommy Flavor, his brother Abdu Kiba, and I can't remember who else. But anyway, let's look at some of the other features. I mean, we got a star-studded cast of some A-plus artists from the continent, from Kenya's Sauti Sol, Nyashinsky, Calligraph Jones, to South Africa's Black Diamond, Nigeria's Pato Ranking, Meya Kun, Rude Boy, and then to Ghana's Sakudi. Man, I mean, that's top tier right there. Each one of them really gave us something to ponder. And I'm talking track 4, which had Meya Kun, right through to Sakudi on track 16. The respect they afforded Ali Kiba to give us such good material is something I can never get enough of. It's great to see African acts do something like this all the time, so that's dope. Production-wise, I think Yogo Beats did a phenomenal job to showcase as much range as could fit into Ali Kiba's zone. There was a quality he attained throughout, and I highly respect that. At 16 tracks, it's always quite an ask to see one producer make it his thing. You know, 16 tracks, and that's a challenge. We got to see him produce Afrobeats, Bongo Flava Dancehall, and more to incorporate different elements to make it work. I think the album, honestly, to be fair, could have done well with 2 or 3 more producer placements to really, first of all, challenge Ali Kiba and get him outside of his comfort zone. And also push Yogo Beats as well, because, you know, when you're a producer on an album, but then there's 2, 3, maybe 4 other guys, you don't want to be the guy that's not picking up the pace, right? So I think it would have done both of them well. So, yeah. On the singing front, this is Ali Kiba solidifying his existing fan base and keeping them fed, pretty much, because you're not really getting anything new. He found a pocket and wants to stay there because it yields the results and it's a safe play. Music is a numbers game after all. Ali Kiba did some nice things, such as fitting in some French on Infidel to diversify the languages offered on here. And that was also a nice surprise. I did not expect that. Other than that, he did what was expected, and that was it, really. Nothing more, nothing less. The flow of the project was pretty good, just with that track listing from start to finish. Within the first 10 songs or so, but it kind of goes beyond that anyway. Any song that Ali Kiba did himself felt like a continuous song that was slightly changed. Maybe the only one I would not put in that bracket is probably, yeah, Gimme That, which I mentioned earlier. It could be that they were going for some sort of continuity factor, but this is where the features actually came in handy to break monotony. By the end of track 3, I was hoping for something different, and luckily it came, which helped the progression. So the features actually did help a lot. Overall, we got vintage Ali Kiba on Only One King. The album is quite mellow on a slow to medium tempo pace and occasionally goes farther. He played it really, really safe. I mean, super safe. And I know Mark agrees with this sentiment since we spoke about it. I suspect the goal of this album, considering the features, was maybe to try and also test the waters to see if he could make a dent on the wider African market. But primarily, it was to make sure that within TZ, people just get something they're used to and they can vibe to it. I mean, there's a case for it, right? So, not sure that this project will do too much in terms of penetrating the wider African market per se, especially from the Sonics perspective, but some songs do have a good chance of being picked up elsewhere. And my favorite songs on here are Oya Oya, Jealous, Habib T, Gimme That, and Niteke. Do check out this album. Ali Kiba back with an album after I don't know how long since his last one. And it's available on all streaming platforms. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MG Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.